The ex-producer.
Hey, I would know.
By the way, the concurrent producer.
I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Jay, what's up, man? Giggles.
Steven Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut! Ah!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown. Giggles going all out.
Well, for those of you who stuck around and wanted to hang out with us, we're sitting here and we learned some late-breaking news where we had to break in. I want Giggles to be the one who gives it out.
Yeah! They got him!
I didn't flush my poop.
Oh, you did not it?
That's not it? Poop.
Is that
not
it?
That's not it.
They got him!
They got him. They got him.
Who'd they get?
We
got him.
Him!
They got him. Stars and Stripes, baby.
Stars and Stripes.
It only took us 19 years, 10 years. Who's counting?
19 years.
Who's counting? This guy is supposedly
so Obama
passed away. He passed away. I think he passed away.
Give me. All right. I got a lot of people with a lot of computers hanging around.
Give me the scoop.
What is going on?
Osama bin Laden is dead.
He was killed.
He's dead.
I need some people with some computers to tell me what's going on.
It's basically coming off right now, guys.
Yeah.
He was hit through fire, and it's breaking. I think we're not getting anything more than the networks are. Nobody is, but realistically, his position took fire.
This is not going to go through. You got to go through his.
We got to break. Sorry.
All right. So I'm looking at special report.
His position in Pakistan took fire, and our Osama bin Laden's body is now in the possession of the United States.
Yeah.
Having been killed in Pakistan, according to Guardian UK, but this is not just Guardian UK. This is also being reported through Reuters, through AP. And through every major news outlet and probably fucking High Times at this point.
Yeah.
Being killed in Pakistan as the result of a U.S. Special Forces and CIA operation, according to the first leaks of reporting from the U.S. television networks. And as this is being read by Guardian UK, it says President Obama is to make a highly unusual Sunday night live announcement live statement to announce the news around 11 p.m. Eastern. We are actually sitting
here in studio. 11:21 right now.
We are sitting here in studio with Dave Giggles and the boys actually
watching this. And, so right now I'm checking out NBC Special Report and I'm looking at President Obama to announce bin Laden death shortly. They got a video of Obama. They got video of the White House just pretty much ready to go. So waiting on President Obama.
No, this is big. This is big, guys. This is big. I'm sorry I was a little bit hesitant because I'm just a naysayer. I'm just a guy that's thinking, wait a minute. This is what the media wants us to believe. This is like we've been waiting for this for 10 years because everybody who's been anti-war for the past 10 years, like fucking Afghanistan, fucking Iraq, and fucking Libya has been like,
fucking
this guy is like, why can't we find this one dude and fucking blow his head off?
Guys,
motherfucker killed 3,000 of our people and plenty more because 3,000
people, not just...
Some dumbass president sent 100,000 men into war into two different countries to find this one guy, and they can't find this one guy. If fucking Joe Lipari says some bullshit on Facebook,
they can get him like that.
Get him like that. But Osama bin Laden kills 3,000 people.
Shady. We got some. Who's the real Slim Shady? He's Obama.
Who's the real Osama bin Laden?
He's the real Obama.
I think there's a lot of excitement.
So here's what's up. When Obama makes his address, we're gonna try to like find the live streaming on MSNBC or somebody like that. We're gonna play it.
Sorry, everybody. Can we just
in doing that as well? I think the tenor of our show, of the Dave and Giggles program, absolutely needs to be met. And I sent out. A whole lot of text messages. It's late. A lot of my friends. I am a parent, so a lot of my friends go to bed early.
I tweeted,
and in doing so, I just got a lot of hits back. And my favorite one so far back is from my son Sam's uncle Baby from Big John Fallacy. That's kind of amazing considering I just saw him at the 47th to 50th Street stop on the F train. So it's amazing that we managed to actually kill him.
Is that the high point in the story?
That's where he's at. That's amazing. That's the neighborhood.
I saw a lot of family this today too, but I did see a lot of family. I saw
what's happening here.
I don't know.
Am I getting punked?
Yeah, you're getting punked.
We're going to do another radio show with Bin Laden's dead. Let's talk about it. I got to ask you guys, how do you feel about torture?
I don't feel good about it. I don't think anybody should be tortured.
I'm all
for
it.
I think you should just ask
somebody. That's why I wish they didn't. I wish they caught him.
I think you should just ask somebody.
I do wish he was caught alive, though.
Like, if I thought there was a good enough reason, I'd waterboard the shit out of you right now, Giggles.
I mean, couldn't we have frozen it? Couldn't we have frozen him in carbonite or some shit?
Oh, like fucking Demolition Man?
Demolition Man.
He's like Wesley Snipes.
Like fucking Han Solo, dude. What is Obama's going to say to one of his harem? Be like, I love you, I love you, Obama. I know. And then they freeze his ass and bring him over. That's it. That would have been awesome.
It's a reach for a Star Wars joke, but I'll take it.
That's all right. Well, I got you the first one. I got you with the first one with carbonite, and then you swung for the fences with Demolition Man.
I was having it.
I missed a Demolition Man joke. Well, Simon Phoenix. What?
Bunch of girls. It's like a hot dude just walked into the gym. A bunch of girls are just working out like. Right now, we gotta pull it together, guys. If we're gonna do this, we're gonna do this right.
I thought we were doing it.
We are doing it right. We're doing it right now.
But no,
that's what happens when you get engaged. You forget how other people do it.
It's so true.
You forget the fun ways. It's like, all right, who's on top? Me or you?
The interesting thing about
you're this time, cool. All right, cool.
Obama being caught dead.
Osama. Get it right. Yeah, Osama. Get it right.
Scary.
Yeah, you said Obama.
I did.
There are going to be guys outside. Yeah. I'm already on the watch.
Knocking on the door.
How's our audio engineer over here?
No, we're fine. We're fine.
Sure. He's got no arms. I can't believe it.
I was talking about before that the whole Osama thing reminds me of 1984, where it's just this face of a dude who represents pure evil and everyone must hate him.
Hey.
But the idea that we
this
found
is a black
him
thing,
dead
isn't it?
Really like makes me think like, what if we found him alive? We probably would have got more information about it. Finding him dead is just a little bit more mysterious, a little bit more conspiracy theorist. I'm sure we're going to hear so much over the next week about all this conspiracy.
And it's all from Donald Trump.
Well, I have a question for all of you, actually, and for all of our listeners. Realistically,
I bet you it's actually Matt Damon.
If we had actually caught him alive, could we have actually gotten any more information if the world knew that we caught him alive?
I think we'd be a lot happier.
He was a figurehead at this point.
Maybe so, but do you think the world would have allowed us to go the lengths that we would with the regular Joe that you'd find in the street, Joe Bomber, on the street, and actually try to get information from him? Do you think the world would have allowed that? They would have called bullshit.
I would have been like, fine, you can have him if we can have Roman Polanski.
There's no way you didn't break Kegel laws.
Yeah, but we caught Hussein, and we
you turn in Roman Polanski, and we'll give you Osama bin Laden.
We'll give you Dimash.
We want that rapist.
Yeah, Osama bin Laden is now going to be, sadly, no longer getting a Dimash.
No, don't Dimash.
No, no more Dimash.
Actually, that's not sad at all. That's bravo. I mean...
Yeah, bravo. But I mean, for them, it's like, okay, great. There's already been 40 other dudes in power that have been like, all right, let's keep this shit rolling. All right, we got Osama over here in Boca. Let's make some moves.
Look, here's the thing. Does it actually change much? No.
No.
At this point, he was a figurehead. But does it make us feel a hell of a lot better?
Let me tell you something.
It's a shame he doesn't get to stand trial, but fuck
this
that guy.
First words.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy, and I don't care who's listening. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's true. It's
fuck
true.
Which guy? Bin Laden? You're going out on
oh,
the limb.
Oh, no, we're talking about
you're
Bush.
You're
going to
turn off all your listeners, both of them.
it's amazing that actually that
actually
comparison can sadly be made. I mean.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, it's a good night. Like, as soon as this is over, I'm going to a bar and having a good time celebrating. Like,
yeah.
I'm fucking, like, I I'm think in a great beer.
Yeah, going home we and lost. Jerking off.
Yeah, we lost, yeah. We lost thousands of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, I don't know if this is reason for celebration.
And we got that one.
Death of a human?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get the...
What's
I
the
think,
point?
That's it.
I think as the American washed media, like, this is just what they want. They want us to be like, we were bored. We're like, ah, the royal wedding? The royal wedding? Oh, Obama? Osama? Yeah!
We
yeah,
got the press back.
Got a quick question for our guest.
Hi.
Were you... Okay, military. You were in the service, right? When
yes.
did you leave the service?
In 1999.
So you were not in during 9/11?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I was at home in bed.
All right.
Me too.
Me too.
I was at school.
Did you go right in after high school?
Yes.
Right on.
I was 18 for 17 days.
Holy shit. 17 days.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know this. See, this is important. And this is why I wanted to know why you fought. For our listeners at home,
Why did I join?
Why did you join?
I don't know. It's not, I didn't want to do more school. No. I was like, this doesn't sound
dumb
like
cool. School.
I just got out of school. I don't want more of that shit. I got
to,
you know.
You wanted to shoot shit.
Machine guns sound like fun.
Yeah.
Hand grenades. Like, I love Contra.
Contra was a good game.
I loved it. Up, down.
No friendly fire.
I like dudes named Hulka.
I want to ask this to our special guest who was in the military. For those who just joined us, he was in the military for 2 years.
What, pre-recorded a bit, but that's okay. Go on.
It's all right. Was there ever when was that first moral conundrum, that quagmire that you're like, ah, I shouldn't do this, but it's the military. I gotta.
I don't know what that means. Like, I never had to kill. You
never had to kill anything. No. You were just like, this is the military. I'm a part of this for 2 years.
A lot of pieces of paper.
Nice.
Do you think that's
fuck
what
them up?
Yeah. And you think that's what guys get in it for? They're like, this is gonna. I'm gonna serve something. But then they get thrown in this thing where
I think everybody goes into it for their own reasons. I don't think, for me it just sounded like fun.
No school.
Yeah.
No school.
And if I did go to school, I didn't want my dad having to front the bill, you know? So, I knew my Uncle Sam would.
Yeah.
Uncle Sam.
Do you ever think there's a good reason for war? I don't mean to throw, the whole military. Like, right now, you got the weight of the shoulders. Shit. You're like, hey, listen, this is the only dude that's ever served in the military in our studio right now.
Fighting's a necessary evil, yeah.
You think it's necessary?
I think sometimes.
After 9/11, did you want to re-enlist?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
What stopped you?
Remembering how much it sucked.
You would probably not have to go back through boot camp, though, would you?
Actually, I would have because I had been out for so long. And that was the only part, I liked boot camp. Boot camp was the best time.
That's where you had the
most boot camp was it was like summer camp. It was a good time. you said what? I got screamed at a little bit.
It was cool.
I'm from
an Italian
household in New Jersey. You're always getting screamed at.
3 million.
There's always some shouting.
All right.
Something's not getting thrown across the room. It's not Christmas.
Now that we've got Obama, we've captured
Osama.
You keep saying
Obama, but it's Osama.
This is actually an interesting point to make. I mean, think about the reality that that misstep is going to happen
all the time,
unbelievably large number of times.
Which misstep?
Osama and Obama. People are going to be doing that.
It's like the same word.
It is
week long. Yeah. I have a question in. Just of opinion, I'm curious to think, or to see really what all of these nations are, what their reactions are going to be publicly.
Yeah.
And the nations that have actually helped in the process, the French, the British, the Australians, all these countries that are actually paying attention and have been part of joint coalitions and whatnot, what their reactions are going to be. And then I'm interested to see if any nations that really weren't ever a part of any of that.
Like the Saudis.
If they claim any sort of, victory from this. I think that's an interesting point that's going to be made.
It will be. I bet you there will be. The first week we're going to have this rejoicement of we finally captured the man who's responsible for so much wrong. And I think that's going to be a lot worldwide. I really don't think that the Saudis are going to be too down about it. They're going to just probably be this is cool.
Well, he was one of their own. He's one of the fingers of the royal family.
Yeah. Oh, he had the money.
He's cousins. They're in there. Two generations separate.
He was basically Osama was your brother, who was on the run. And you're like, this guy. I can't really turn him in.
He was like,
I'm going to protect this guy.
He was like that uncle that touched you.
Yeah,
exactly.
You protected me.
He was like Dennis Quaid's brother. He was like Dennis
Quaid. He touched me right in the bomb.
Yeah.
Told me never to tell. And I was like,
nobody,
okay,
wanted it did happen. I knew it. Him.
Okay, that's a good point.
He touched the children. Secretly, some people were like, Uncle Mike's
not
that
bad
a guy.
New York, just be quiet and let it happen.
Hey, here's something that we hadn't seen before.
Uncle Mike.
Horrible shit.
The report says, the anonymous report, that said that it was killed in a ground operation, not by a predator drone.
Yeah.
The official said that it happened last week.
That means they fucked him up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Last week.
That means they fucked him up.
They were like, some guy was like,
You know what? If there's ever a time you're not going to get
in trouble for punching somebody in the face,
it's the guy that catches Bin Laden.
He lunged at me. People aren't going to be like, no, he didn't.
I'll tell you what.
No, you just beat
the shit out of him. Nobody's going to be like, Bin Laden's not that kind of guy. He
We're about to go special
somebody.
Report Obama.
Right, let's see if we'll see if we can get it streaming live.
Let's go biblical though.
Oh Jesus.
I mean, do you want the head of John the Baptist on the fucking platter? No. Everybody wants this guy's head on the platter and now it's done.
I don't know if this is going to work. It'll be interesting.
This is our audio engineer. Just say, let's go live.
Look, I don't know. I lost everything.
Hey, well, hold on, folks. Because everybody's watching this.
Lost everything.
Obama. I will say it.
Yo, mama.
Obama is in the back.
That was
and
gay.
He's like,
I don't ever do that. Yeah,
sorry. That's pretty awful.
I was trying to make the joke Obama and Osama.
We could be good about this and just call him the president.
Yeah. Commander in chief.
Yeah, the president. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know, but that's what you know him as, Obama. He's in
my
the back.
Dude.
Stage left or stage right? What do you think?
Clearly, he
stage
seems to be speaking right. In the room of the church where the royal family just got married. That's just, if any of you are watching at home, that's
that,
just.
No, that is the White House.
It's clearly
change
the White
this country forever.
I can hear
certainly
it.
Change
change
the
but I can't
so
hear you
when
guys
when he actually
anymore.
Comes out, we'll
you
turn the sound.
We're here.
Though he doesn't have his headphones on. He's got some faulty headphones to start.
I'm wearing earmuffs, actually.
All right, guys. All right. Money on the table, stage left or stage right? Where do you think he's coming from?
Just stage right.
All right, here we go.
That's a theater head.
Isn't it always the same?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world.
We got
the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky.
The
Twin Towers collapsing to the ground. Black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon.
He's building it up.
The wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction.
Don't make me kill your mics.
And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world.
Put sneakers back.
The empty seat at the dinner table. Children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father. Parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace. Nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe.
I thought he never admitted to it.
And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda.
Osama.
Obama never admitted to killing people?
No, Osama never committed. I know, I can't help it.
Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless...
What I want to know is what Obama was doing right before this happened. Was he, like, playing Xbox? It was like, wait a minute, guys. No, you're fucking with me again. You're fucking with me. Come on.
He's himself just schooled the mix on the in-home court.
In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and...
Taliban, da-da.
I think he just
to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot.
That's my George.
Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture.
That's pretty good.
And escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan.
But why is this? Meanwhile, why is this such a speech? Like, I want to be like, border, yeah. I want Obama to be play-by-playing this.
Across the
like,
world.
Listen, I'm watching TV right
and
now
so
in my room.
After taking
Malia
office,
just went to sleep. I'm sitting here next to Michelle. And this is what's happening. People, this is fucked up. All right, let's celebrate. I want you to meet me at this bar right now. Talk to me.
I'm playing Star Wars, Old Republic.
How long do you think he's known about this?
And defeat his network.
4 days.
The whole thing, the last operation? August, 2 weeks.
After years of painstaking work by our intelligence community,
Obama was probably like, briefed on a possible lead. All right, let's find this guy. Let's get him. Let's get him. Okay, uncle, let's get this guy.
Well, that's what he did. He's like, first I'll show him my birth certificate.
No, let's be real. As we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound.
We think we got him. We got to do an
Wait, the body's in U.S.?
Finally,
they said
last week, UK,
I determined that we had enough
intelligence. We have the body right now.
And authorized an operation
to
get Osama bin Laden.
Which to me is
all
my place. Sorry.
But what is, all right, here's the deal, and not to throw religion.
Today, like, what are we talking about?
Not to throw religion into it, but the body's there, but the soul is gone. I'm saying Osama is, wherever his mind is at, is gone.
Small team of
it's just his body.
If he had just been Jewish, he wouldn't be in hell today.
Why, does he have a tattoo?
No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight,
I got a piece.
This has been
hold on. Bring it down.
I swear to Christ.
No.
For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al Qaeda's leader and symbol. And has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies.
I put $3 and no more, no less.
Marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al Qaeda.
That actually is Fred Armisen.
His death does not mark the end of our effort.
Obama is still playing Xbox.
There's no doubt that Al Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad.
You just feel good about it.
As we do.
I think I would feel worse.
The United States is not be at war with Islam.
No, it depends on how much of the skin.
I feel like I would be like, damn, I held out a whole year and I had to fuck that chick. The fuck is the matter with me?
Against Islam.
Sorry, ladies, I'm not into the fat ones. Like, it's your own fault.
It was a mass murder.
You sound mediocre.
I'm sorry. Let me go get a root beer and a fucking cinnamon roll,
including our own. Oh, I'm gonna have 3 supersized meals, all with Diet Coke. You fat fucker. How much sodium is in that?
Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that
we would
take action
within
Pakistan.
Food-like substance.
Wait. Hold on. Hold the phone.
What do you got, buddy?
George Bush. What do you think is going on right now? Because we were talking about Obama.
Damn it!
Oh, man, he got
George Bush had his first drink where he was hiding. In 3 days.
Indeed, bin Laden
his first
well.
A little ski.
Oh, attacks against the Pakistani people.
Oh, this feels good. Guys, seriously, though?
For some reason, I feel really confident right now.
I agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations.
Yeah, it's a historic day. We killed the guy that killed people.
It is a
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Here's
More
the thing.
Killing.
The
fight Something we've been doing forever.
Guys, the speechwriter took longer to write this speech than they've known about this.
That's what I'm saying.
If this were news, it would have been like, you know what I'm saying? The speechwriter took at least 2 hours to write this shit. Be like, okay, these are the facts, these are the facts.
We know well.
Like, come on, this is not breaking news to us. Come on. We should have known about this. Like, I fucking hit Obama in the head. Osama. I'm sorry. I'm doing it too.
The speechwriter just spent 4 hours doing this.
I'm sure they've had this speech written.
4 to 6 hours doing this stuff. And you know what? Absolutely. Joe's probably
I'm sure that they had the, like, it was in an envelope.
The only thing that probably was cut and pasted today is the date.
Maybe.
It was like a Mad Libs.
Be true to the values that make us who we are.
Location.
Osama bin Laden's pants were found in a cave. Sitting there underneath an ice cream cone.
It'd be hilarious if they had this one written
by some strange piece of butt cheese, and I don't get why his feet smelled so dead.
Butt cheese isn't even a verb.
Do not see their work.
It would have been awesome if they had this written for George Bush.
But cheesily.
And then they just changed the words to make it like more Obama sounding.
Changed
the words.
I was an English minor.
Instead of y'all.
Patriotism and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country.
Seriously, though, we should build a fort.
That is born to be a share of the burden since that
Come on, guys.
Day.
Let's build a fort.
Can we flip the chairs over and put a big sheet over?
And then for the rest of our lives, we'd be like, hey, remember that night when bin Laden died and we crashed at Mike Bradley's place?
We all cuddled partying.
It's because his lady's out of town.
Giggles made us hot chocolate with marshmallows.
And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed.
I got all these things.
We can break.
Do you actually have cookie dough?
Yes.
Today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our
I bought it.
determination of the American people.
Why is he still talking? Let's see some video footage. Let's see some video footage. Like, come on, we know this.
They don't have anything
yet.
This is like a bad hand job. This is a bad hand job. He's like whacking me off, but nothing's happening. Give me something good.
Now, dude, this is footage from his re-election video.
Equality for all our citizens. Our commitment to stand up for our values abroad and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place.
Yeah.
Good night.
Let us remember
America.
That we can do these
Don't worry,
things not just because of wealth or power, but because of
not
who we
too
are.
Much. Like a couple waterboards, a slap in the face, and a titty twister.
And then we give him, we give him 8 hours at the local Piggly Wiggly, stocking shelves and answering questions.
Hold on.
Sorry, I'm being told there was an Indian burn as well.
Bless the United States.
We call him Muhammad Burns now.
So my buddy Chris Lute from Florida. Uh-oh. United States of America
and
replies
that,
to my Facebook status. We got
United
the motherfucker.
States announcing that.
What are we boys?
We got that some bitch.
That some bitch.
Wait, I didn't catch the last line.
He said,
"We boys, we got that some bitch."
I know. Bring Brian Williams down.
At the hands of the United States.
And down.
Brian Williams is like, I can retire.
I
can retire.
I did it.
You know what? The funny thing, ladies and gentlemen, was before we went on the air. Our my co-producer Ryan Airy came on the air and said, "What did he say?" He said,
"What did he say?"
Real simply, we got this guy, and you know what? We're all gonna celebrate, and it's
somebody's banging a fat chick.
Somebody's banging a fat chick.
Remember that?
Our audio engineer, he's on his phone, and there's
and he's been talking about banging a fat chick all night. It's crazy.
He's gonna go find one. All right, let's turn.
How fat is too fat? Like, is there a line?
Well,
tonight
I think we should all be
on being dead.
That's a good segue. Like, is there a too fat? Like, do you have like a limit?
Do you have a limit?
Wait,
for
can we before the limit? Can we turn the this down?
What do you want to turn down?
This.
It's down.
I don't hear him anymore.
I hear it.
I don't.
We don't.
I don't hear it.
I hear the TV.
I don't hear any.
Why do I? Because I'm recording. I hear.
Let's just turn it off.
Yeah, I think we should all be looking for women tonight that are the same size, build, and makeup
as Obama. So tall, really tall, mad lanky, and receding hairline.
What?
You just described
You're in the right hood for it. You're in Astoria. Astoria's got plenty of girls.
Yeah, we're gonna nail some hairy, bearded Lebanese
girls. Yeah. Bye.
Racist show ever.
So racist.
I don't want to fuck your falafel.
And then when she's done, she can do your laundry.
Right, let's get this back on track.
Well.
Hold on, hold the phone.
All right, before we end this show,
why are we ending it? No, this is the real issue.
All right,
is Dave has
his girlfriend's waiting for him?
Not his girlfriend. He has to pick up a girl from the airport.
It's his fucking lady friend.
Kill your mic.
You.
He's
not killing.
Okay, I killed this mic. It's down.
You gotta pick up a girl from the airport. Call her a cab.
Call the lady.
You don't want to drive right now. It's
call
not a good time to
service.
Drive. Hey. You don't want to drive.
Osama.
Say your car got broken
into. Osama's dead. She'll understand.
She'll understand. Yeah. She's not
your
going anywhere.
Your car got broken into.
They probably
you called her a car service.
It's true. It's true.
They took
call
my
her.
CD
call
collection.
Right now. Call right
she's
out.
On the plane.
She's off the plane right
Send
now.
Her
she's
a
here.
Text
no, she's
and a car service.
She's on the plane.
If she's on a plane, why do you leave now? You don't have to be there three what hours before the flight.
Yeah, I don't.
You're
think,
not
I
going
think he
to
should
security.
Stay here. I think he should stay here.
I
he
think
needs
so
to be
too.
Here. He's around.
For what? To listen to you, Drone
Lab? Yes. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes. Well, talk to me, Joe.
Your
what
best
you got?
Guest in history is here.
Yes, and history is being made.
And I'm not
best
gonna,
guest in history.
I'm not
going to
play a
made.
Bad guitar solo and then sing about my fucking feelings.
That's true.
All right? I'm not going to do
very
that.
Very emotional of you, Joe.
I'm not. I'm not going to get all
emo. Tell me something emotional,
I'm not going to do a guitar solo and hum you to sleep.
Tell me about something. Tell me something emotional, Joe.
No. This is not going to be that kind of a show.
No.
I don't know if it's going to be your fucking emo monkey.
No.
Come, emo monkey. Tell me why the
tell
world troubles
more.
You. But tell me
I
in
like
poem
hugs.
Form.
I do want to sing. I want to sing. So if anybody can play the guitar, I'm going to take a whiz.
I'll hum.
You'll hum. You hum. I'll sing.
Can I beatbox?
And Dave plays. No, but here's the issue. Dave needs to call this lady and say, listen, I cannot pick you up from the airport right now because shit is happening. She will find a ride. You do not want to be on the highways right now because there's some crazy people on the highways.
Give me some rap.
I will tell you this.
Give me some rap.
What? I dare you to take a
cab. Turn me up with my headphones. Yeah. Turn me up with my headphones.
Give me something. Give me something.
Can you hear this?
Oh, shit. About to break it. About to hit. You got Joe Lipari coming in on the fourth beat. Hit it to me now.
So why don't you just tell this shorty, yo, that your man D's Nuts is coming through the hoe. I'm not a rapper.
Nuts coming through the hole. He's about to blow. He can't get out because he's got to pick up that hoe.
Sadly, from Captain the airport. Is a better rapper.
Oh, JFK,
than
yo. Yeah. Oh, she be better taking the subway, yo.
I no longer have street cred.
What?
If it's any consolation to my fans out there.
So there's a large mass of people gathering somewhere.
Candles. Who's going to be the first to break out the lighter or the slow cap?
Let's fucking go celebrate.
You know, like lighter and the slow clap?
I got the lighter.
People taking pictures.
Can we play the theme song to Rudy?
Yes.
What is the theme song to Rudy?
Rudy score.
I got this.
Really
audio engineer telling me what to do right now.
or Hoosiers or Miracle.
Don't
or
Stop Believing my journey. Don't stop. Bin Laden.
Hold on to that.
Right. Who's got the Full House theme song? Right,
that's what we're in, buddy.
Is this really the Full House theme song? I remember when I was in...
Turn down Full House.
I think I was in the sixth or seventh grade when Everywhere Full House was popping.
It was totally popping.
And a kid that I went to like high school with moved to L.A. to like become an actor. And he was in one episode of Full House. And that's the only thing he's ever been
that's
in.
That's hilarious.
And I remember he came back to our school to like talk. And he was like, you can follow your dreams. And he, like, never was heard from again.
No.
Like, he probably died in a gutter.
The one that was nailing Alanis Morissette for about 15 years?
I hope
years.
So. That's Dave Coulier?
Yeah, the Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
He was the first person I had a
There's
Twitter battle.
There's nothing Coulier about that guy.
No.
Nothing cool or
Cut
yay.
Cut it out. Quit it.
Host of America's Funniest People, Dave Coulier, this one's for you. The night Osama bin Laden was announced dead.
Dead.
But did you just give Dave Coulier?
This is the first time in 12 years his name's been mentioned on anything.
Yes. Nobody's care about it.
He's going to be on the show next week.
He just gave Dave Coulier a Bin Laden's Dead shout out.
Shout out.
He said, yo, Dave Coulier, Bin Laden's Dead, this song is for you.
In the world we live in, you got to go ahead and find your niche.
Can you guys look at each other? I feel like you've been like moving. Like there's
I'm
been a
just
lot
watching
of, like,
the. Head, I'm watching yeah. the updates.
Head nodding, just like a lot of love.
I can see everybody. But
seriously, guys, fort. Let's build a fort.
Your
tonight.
Guest has a name. Damn it.
He does.
I can see everybody but our guest.
Our guest. I don't
because
remember.
He's short and he can't see over the table. What I don't have any arms.
All you guys blend down.
No arms. Rap? They keep telling me to play songs. I have to use my tongue.
You need some headphones.
I'm not going to say it on headphones on air because that would be a very unprofessional thing to
your
do.
Headphones?
I'll plug I have in two.
Hey, no, just give me those. I can't believe you're out of chocolate pretzels.
I really am. Take a picture of this. Where's the 5D? Why do I have two headphones on? Yeah. I'm wearing two headphones.
Who is this guy?
Two headphones.
Waiting, the music's playing, waiting for you to rap.
This is the blues.
This is the blues. This is the blues. Give me some blues.
I'm wearing two headphones, and I still can't hear nothing.
It's a good show, guys.
I'm glad we went for round two.
Two headphones, but I still can't hear nothing. The blues, like, in order for it to be a good blues song, you have to have a double negative.
So does this mean we're
no nothing?
So does this mean we're leaving Afghanistan?
I can't hear nothing because I got
no, I doubt it. No, he said in his speech,
my woman ain't done left me.
The end of the fight and all that.
Yeah, like what does that mean? My woman ain't done left me.
That's not simple.
My woman ain't done left me.
All I know is when the Emperor died in Jedi, the war was over.
That's true.
The Emperor died in Jedi,
and they all celebrated.
They still made three more shitty movies.
Yes, they did.
There's only one good Star Wars.
While we're killing people,
the other five are shite.
I want to take the opportunity to thank George Lucas for going back and ruining my childhood all over again.
But didn't that was he really great. Ruin it? I mean, didn't he always make movies for kids?
Yeah,
all
but
the
like,
Star Wars
you know,
movies.
You and but I, now I, he's I, not. I'd now like he's to have this argument off the
movies for retards.
He didn't make
like the only
sense.
People that understand the new Star Wars movie are related to Sarah Palin. Because they're all retards. Yes, that's retarded. A retard joke. Retarded. Tell her I said so. There is not a day that I don't call Sarah Palin a retard on Twitter. And I hope she sees it at least a third of the time. Is that bad? Does that make me a bad person?
Yeah, I unplugged you.
I'm going to keep rambling. So you unplug me?
You know what? I'm not producing anymore.
These guys are trying to figure out why their machines don't work, and I'm going to keep talking.
No, Joe, I'm with you. I'm down.
You're down. You're
for this.
Down?
I'm down for this.
You're
let's
down
talk.
Down for the Joe Lipari experience.
Now this is the Rudy theme. It's nice. Now I can hear it. Now I didn't know what was going on.
Going down to one set ahead. I think it's time. I think this second set could potentially be better used by someone.
You don't need them. You don't need them.
Right.
Are you back?
Back for 2 minutes.
2 minutes. And then his girlfriend is waiting.
I can't believe.
What, buddy?
You're going to leave us at this moment. Can I come with you? Can I go with you?
Yes.
Really? I want to be with you.
You should record it.
We should go. I will bring the Zoom. We'll get out and record.
Ooh, what Zoom do you have?
H4N.
Nice.
I love that camera.
That's the one I want with two with two outputs.
That's what we have.
Two of them. You guys are fancy. It's a big budget.
It's a big budget.
$600 worth of equipment right there.
Dave, I unplugged Ryan. He got really mad.
He walked out?
Yeah.
The second time he was fired.
He's like, I can't believe this. He just left.
You're so mean to him.
I know.
All right, so Obama's been caught. Give me your last little sum up of what you feel this accomplished.
What accomplished?
Obama being caught dead.
Osama being caught dead.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I think it's the same thing
you
because you know what?
I'm a teabagger.
You
the media hasn't said
Christine
shit about it
Bachman's
for 12 years.
It's beautiful.
What'd you say?
That's I said right, the media hasn't said shit about it for 11 years, 10 years, whatever.
10 years.
10 years.
What
10
happened?
Years.
11 years.
So why is it big news now?
What's her name? Is it?
I think it's
Christine Bachman.
There. I think you're there.
And she and he
it is
wants
Christine Bachman.
Her lady nuts dipped on his face.
I'm going to turn Rudy. Are you playing?
Lady nuts.
This is it. This
She's
is
got
it.
Lady nuts.
The end of the show.
Her lady nuts hang right low.
This is a mess.
This is a bad idea.
This is a bad idea. And I got to go. Back. I can't leave someone I got at the airport.
At the airport.
That's horrible.
Where Obama. You got me doing it. You got me doing
Osama.
It. Why? Osama.
You
Osama.
Guys hate him.
I don't hate
Christine
it.
Christine Bachman all the way, brother.
I kind of like Obama. Not
he's
Osama,
not a bad guy.
Obama.
He could tell a joke.
He's got a rough job, man.
He
I
does. Oh, no way.
Yeah.
No
That's
way.
That's not even a job I'm
Oh, wait. This
for.
Is good. This is good. Somebody posted. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi. So it's good. This is where people are going to be like, tit for tat does not make a good thing. You know, they're going to be like, just because.
We shouldn't have killed him.
We shouldn't have captured him. We should have prayed for him.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we
fuck the guy.
Saved
we should have
slit
his
Jesus
neck.
Wouldn't. Oh, my goodness.
Make him turn.
Jesus wouldn't have killed him. Christine Bachman and her lady nuts would not have killed him.
She's got lady nuts all over
He's
town.
He's just another douchebag that won. Like he got his. It's just another, like.
Everybody dies, bro.
Everybody dies. It's not a, you know.
Everybody's time comes to an end. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
No.
No. Not good.
This is your life.
This is your life.
Passing 1 minute at
a time.
Ending 1 minute at a time. Fight club.
Fight club.
No fight club. No, I could really take fight club.
All right, guys. Dave and Giggles.
All right. Joe, again, thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
Joe.
Man.
This was a great idea to go in the second round.
Yeah, it wasn't a match.
When's round three? Let's do it. Let's talk Christine Bachman's lady nuts for like 5 more minutes.
5 more minutes.
Like, you want them. Like,
you know, I'm
going
to masturbate, and it's still not going to feel good.
Well, he's out of town. That's what you do. You can build a port and masturbate. The end
Basically.
Of the night for Giggles.
Ew. Out of pillows. Just going to watch old reruns of Full House.
No, it was DuckTales or whatever it was.
Darkwing.
Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck.
Beautiful.
That's how I don't believe Jesus died for our sins. It's like nobody had masturbated to Darkwing Duck yet.
No.
Like there haven't been any good sins yet. Like, what did they do? Like, cover thy neighbor's fucking goat?
Yeah. Fucking goats. All right. Well, this is the Annex Dave and Giggles show.
Yeah.
The Annex.
Motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers, we will see you on the flip side.
Good show.
Obama hey, David. Osama.
Hold on. Dave and Giggles just killed Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
We take credit. We'll take credit for killing him.
Good work,
Osama bin Laden. Giggles was in the CIA before he got all, like, crazy.
He was. He was. All right, boys and girls. Again, good night.
Yeah.
Hey.
Go home.
Doodly-doo.